You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
We are the largest newsroom in the region, and subscriptions are what really pays about 50% of what we do. Donations, advertising, events all cover the rest. Coming up soon on the sidebar, I think it's next week, is the folks from Code Crew, which will be great to talk to them. It's been a while since I've talked to them. Recently, we had Chris Hussong, the executive director of the Metal Museum, talking about an update on the huge project. If you have not seen it, it is a massive remodeling and project of the old Memphis College Art in the middle of Overton Square. We also talked to the folks from Shell on Wheels, Live at the Garden. And coming up soon on Behind the Headlines, Brent Taylor and Mark White talking about education in Memphis and Tennessee, but specifically in Memphis, and changes they'd like to see, as well as talking to folks from Mississippi Boulevard Church about the big, massive redevelopment in Midtown that they are looking to do. And this week is a rerun. Can we call it a rerun? It's a second airing of an amazing, magical show for July 3rd. Matt Thompson, CEO of the Zoo. Again, that will be this week. It'll be July 4th, actually, that it airs. That's why it's a rerun. So we recently did shows on elections, on homelessness, on the county budget. All those are available as podcasts, or you can get the video at Daily Memphian. As mentioned, we are joined now by Christopher Franklin. He's director of operations at Young Avenue Sound. What does that mean? It sounds very formal, but you don't strike me as a particularly formal guy. But what does that mean to be director of operations here?
Pretty much in control of everything that happens around, you know, day-to-day operations, and make sure everybody's in the right place, everything's running the way it's supposed to run, everybody's where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Just make sure everything's operating.
So what does it mean, you know, everyone? So again, like we're talking with Taylor, I'm a person who loves music, has some idea how a studio works from movies I've seen and documentaries and such, but I have no idea how to play a single note of music or what really goes into this. So when you're talking about everybody, that's engineers, that's people with the band, that's band members, that's producers, or am I totally off?
No, so that's clients, producers, anybody that walks inside the building, that's members, admin, everything. Just make sure the train is running as smooth as possible.
Yeah. And we were talking before when you guys toured us around, you had three separate recordings going on, 50 people. What's that like? Is that all fun or is it a little bit stressful?
Both, but more so on the fun side.
Yeah.
But stress is always there.
Yeah.
Of course, because that's a lot to manage.
Yeah.
You know, I'm, you know, trying to walk around and everything, you know, but it gets to a point where it's like, well, it's more fun than stressful.
Yeah. And in part of the role, people are renting space, right?
Yeah.
So they're paying for this space. Are there times where is there a balancing act of saying no to people? I mean, they're paying for, but they want X or they want Y or they want, I mean, is it, or no, does that not really come into play?
It just depends. Okay. You know, you can't really just put a time on it.
Yeah.
But it just depends. Sometimes, maybe, you know, but not really. Not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really. Not really.
And what's your background? You've been here, we were joking before, 4 to 6 weeks, we think, somewhere in that time frame. So you're new with Young Avenue Sound, but I assume you've been in this business for quite some time.
Yeah. So where do I start? I really don't know where to start. I mean, I've been in music since I was born.
Yeah.
Basically. But as far as just being in the sector as a producer, not as long as I've been a musician. I've been playing bass since I was 9, but I've been a producer maybe only for about 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
Other things I'm into, music director for Corey Lewis the Village, and also he's the other director of operations here. So I guess I'll say I'm a co-director of operations. And so I've been doing that. I've been with that band for about 4 years.
Yeah.
I've been with that band for 4 years now. So that's another thing I'm pretty much into, but mainly producing is my main thing. And of course I play bass. I play Brown Baptist every week.
Okay. You said you started at 9. Family thing, a church thing?
I started in my home church. My home church is King Solomon, but the thing is I wasn't playing bass. I was singing in the choir.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The bass player there taught me how to play, but he wouldn't let me play, you know? And he had to go out of town one Sunday and they let me play, but they only let me play one Sunday. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll just stay in the choir. But that was pretty much where I started.
That's where you started. Mm-hmm. How old are you?
I'm 25.
25. See, I can't tell how old people are anymore. You're younger than my son, which blows my mind. I mean, actually. But so the I don't know if you know Jeff Coran. Jeff. He teaches. He does a lot of things. He teaches it at U of M, and he produces and he manages acts and he does all these things. He's on the board of YXR, and I'm on the board of YXR. I met him. I don't know. I met him through the YXR thing somehow. A great guy. And he talks about how in this day and age, most people going into music, they need to do what you're doing. Right. You're going to have a bunch of gigs. And that's what you're going to have. You're going to fill up your life with music in a whole lot of different ways. Some of it you're going to like. I'm paraphrasing it poorly, probably. Some of it you're going to love. Some of it it's going to be fun. Some of it you're going to do because it pays the bills. But you can make this life. Is that, that's kind of what it sounds like you've done. Or
yeah,
you're doing.
I've done it. And I think I've kind of figured out something else. So my wife, Aaliyah Franklin, during the pandemic, she made me look at a lot of things differently. Yes, doing gigs, you know, it's fun, you know, it pays the bills and everything, but there's going to come a time where, just like the pandemic, the world shut down.
Yeah.
No gigs, can't pay the bills, you know. I was doing it for a while, and then she made me start looking at things a lot differently. You know, I started getting into the production sector. I started running my own businesses. I stepped into things like this, you know? Yeah. And yes, of course, I still do that, you know? And it's fun and it pays the bills when it's supposed to, but I wouldn't necessarily say it, you know, runs me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Touring? Do you tour and you're in the bus or you're in the car or you're in the van kind of thing? Or well, how much of that have you done?
My brother, actually, Jamal Franklin, he's been on about 3 tours now. I personally don't want to tour.
I love talking to musicians about it. It's a mixed reaction.
Like, so, well, I forgot to mention this. So I'm a triplet. So okay. there's 3 of me.
Oh, okay.
So there's 3 of me. So matter of fact, one of my brothers is in DC right now and the other brother is in Dallas.
All playing music?
Yeah, all playing music.
That's amazing.
And I'm here. Yeah. You know, I personally don't want to. Eventually I may want to, you know, try, but yeah. At this moment, that's not one of my goals.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah. It sounds rough. I'm sure it's really fun really rough and then really fun and then really exhausting.
So I really focus on my mental a lot.
Yeah.
And I really feel like going on tour would really be detrimental to my mental.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a family person. I have a daughter who's 2. I have another daughter on the way.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Fantastic. You know, so those things keep me from wanting to just be away from a long time. I'd rather just be at home
and
figure it out here and then develop something that I can eventually pass on to them.
Yeah.
You know, make sure my family's safe, my wife is good. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, for everyone, we're here with Christopher Franklin. He's director of operations with Young Avenue Sound. Why Young Avenue Sound? What drew you to it?
Well, the crazy thing is myself and Corey Lou came here to rent a room. That's all we came to do. We came to rent a room. We rented a room upstairs and we were here day after day and it eventually grew into something. And we started, you know, talking about what the building can do, what it can become, you know. Of course, it's a recording studio, but what else can we do in the building? So we started thinking about content creation. We started thinking about podcasting, rehearsals, even other rooms to record in, you know, and it led to, I guess, the title, you know, and officially putting things into play for the building to do what it's supposed to do. We developed a membership program to where creatives can come in and have 24/7 access to the space.
Mm.
You know,
you mentioned membership earlier. I want to circle back to that. So mm-hmm. What did they pay a certain amount per month or year or something like that?
Yes. Yeah, so it's $50 a month. It's $50 a month. They can come in and They have 24/7 access to our common areas. That's the lobby, the beautiful kitchen you said was so clean.
It was so clean. You guys had three different acts last night, and we walked by this kitchen just so people who didn't see, they obviously didn't see it.
Yeah.
And I walked by and I was like, man, that's a really nice kitchen. And Taylor was joking, he goes, nah, it's not, I don't know. I was like, no, I would think if you had that many 50 people in here last night and everything was stacked real neatly, that's his restaurant.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. But they pay $50 a month. They have access to all of the common areas that can go in our glass room, which is for content creation, podcasting, or our listening room, which can be used for rehearsals, recording, or any other type of content. We just had a video shoot in there not too long ago. So, and they get discounted rates when it comes to Studio A and all of the other studios we have around the building.
Right. Mm-hmm. With just a minute left, what did I miss? Anything? I didn't fully understand the scope of what y'all were doing. I'll be honest. That's amazing. I mean, so you're actively getting out there, trying to get artists in, as whether they're members or not, and doing all these different things in here. And it is amazing to walk around because there is a different sort of vibe or kind of in every room and every space. And it's I've driven by this building a million times. Yeah. It's much, much bigger than I realized.
So we want to be a creative hub. Yeah. So as many creatives as possible come in, whatever you want to do, write, record, whatever. This building is specifically for that, whatever room you want to come into.
Yeah. Last question. I you heard me asking Taylor, and I always ask everyone, first concert you went to that wasn't church?
First concert I went to that wasn't church? I can't even remember, honestly. But to the top of my mind, I think I went to go see, this is funny, I went to go see Mindless Behavior at age 11.
Okay.
That's crazy. That's the only concert I remember. That is so embarrassing.
That's all right. Where was it?
It was at the Lander Center.
At Lander's?
Yeah, at the Lander Center. Yep.
Did you go with family or just?
Family. All three brothers? All three of my brothers.
Wait, let's do this. Best thing about being a triplet, worst thing about being a triplet?
Best thing about being a triplet is growing up together.
I bet.
And everything happens at the same time.
Oh my God.
Graduate the same time, birthdays the same time, Christmas the same. Everything is the same.
Yeah.
Worst thing is being called the wrong name for 25 years of living.
Are you out sometimes and people come over and start talking? You're like, yeah, no, that's my brother. And my
sometimes
other brother.
I entertain it and other times I ignore them. You know, I'm the serious one of the bunch. So most of the time I ignore them. I don't say anything. And then they realize, okay, is he ignoring me or is this the wrong triplet? I'm like, oh, I was waiting for you to say my name.
I love that. I think that's fantastic. Christopher Franklin from Young Adam Sound, thanks very much. Thanks to Taylor Berger for being here as well. That is all the time we have this week. If you missed any of the episode, you can get the full episode online at iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, or you can go to WYXR.org or go to the app, or you can go to Daily Memphi and get the full episode. Thanks very much.
Hey Memphis, I missed you guys. It's me, Carrie Lee, and we are now tapping into Healing Frequencies with moi. And first of all, it was nice hearing about what Young Avenue Sound has going on. I hope that if you are an artist or creative that you take advantage of that. That was a lovely interview there. Now, to get us into our healing frequencies for the remainder of my time, we're going to start off with Didn't You Know by Erykah Badu. All right, she's going to try to teach you a little something, something. So get into that. Sway, didn't you know, didn't you know, knew the toll, but I wouldn't.
They say women are from Venus, Venus, Venus. But I love my earth girls. I know you've never seen it, seen it, seen it. But I've been around the world. They say women are from Venus, Venus, Venus. But I love my earth girls. I know you've never seen it, seen it, seen it. But I've been around the world.
Gotcha.
Oh no. They say women are from hell, from Cali, by way, way, way far out in the stars. Familiar to the charm of a man like me from Mars. New York, New York, I fell in love more times than I can count. Miami, the city, gave me her first kiss right after I held her heart. The island girls, how they move like dancing is a language. In Germany, they smiled at me like that's all I demanded. So tell me, how can you ever go wrong with the girls who call Earth home? How can you ever hate life here when the beauty's out there everywhere? Women are from Venus, Venus, Venus. Girl, I know you've never seen it, seen it, seen it. But I've been around the world. Oh, no. They said women are from. I would have nearly lost my mind when I stopped to think in time how much love you brought to me. You are such a lovely lady. I wouldn't know a word without you. I wouldn't know just what to do. But with the light you beam and all you feel, I know your heart is true. So tell me, how can you ever go wrong with the girls who call Earth home? How can you ever hate life here when the beauty's out there everywhere? They say women are from Venus, Venus, Venus. But I love my earth girls. I know you've never seen it, seen it, seen it. I've been around the world.
Memphis, how are y'all feeling? If you're just tuning in, this is Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee, and we just listened to Earth Girls by Jesse Boykins III, and now we are getting into a little Energy by Iman Omari. And while that song is queuing up, I want you guys to think about this upcoming weekend. You know, we have 4th of July. There's lots going on in our world, you know. So think about, what does freedom mean to you? I know we last month we celebrated Juneteenth, and I know that was lovely for me. I hope it was lovely for y'all too. But what does freedom mean for you? I know for me, it's not, man, doing whatever I want to do when I want to do it. Okay. You know, the actual freedom of speech and expression, the freedom to rest, when I want to and not have the requirements of society to tell me I need to get up and do something else, you know, or to feel guilty about that. I know I often speak on the importance of rest when I do my little carpool of the rest deck, which I will absolutely still do. So look forward to that in like the next 15 minutes or so. But yes, what does freedom look like to you? And do you think it's possible to have that? You know, do you feel like you need to sacrifice some parts of your freedom to essentially live the life you ultimately want to live? I wonder. Okay, so I'll let you guys tap into this song, and I'll be back with more.
No work coming from me. Just want the chemistry. Good vibes and energy. It's all I feel surrounding. If it's not on your level, then why don't you just let it be?
Just listen to Desert Eagle by Beyonce. And let me just note, first of all, we're glad Queen B is safe, y'all. Did y'all see her hanging on by a thread on her little floating car? That was crazy. I know she had a show. I want to say it was her Houston show that happened a few days ago. And she flies over everybody in like this car for like the finale when she sings 16 Carriages. And baby girl, that thing was on lean, sitting sideways, all right? But she handled it with grace and poise that only Beyonce would do, all right, without freaking out. Because for me, in my house, in my nervous system, I would have been a wreck, okay? I would have been hollering. Everybody would have been fired, all right? But hey, glad Beyonce is good. And now we're going to get into a little Cleo soul, okay? Why Don't You is the name of the song.
Even when you think I'm angry, it's true it might take a while, but it's between you and me. I know you check my texts. Don't you worry about my ex. I might be on his mind, but I'll never reply. Remember on the weekend, I said I'll make some changes, and you said you'd do the same thing. And I don't wanna fight my king. I held you when you was weak. You caught me on my knees. Don't pressure me for some kids, and I won't pressure you for marriage. I know it's never the right time, but we gotta do things on our time. Sometimes I still doubt myself, but at least now I love myself. And I am quite emotional, that's why you can't get close at all. So I start to push away the ones that love me, cause I'm scared that they might walk away. I'm not perfect, so I try every day and I grow a little bit. Read a little more so I can educate my kids, eat from my soul and cleanse my spirit. Pray cause I'm ready for the bloom of the seed. Peace and serenity is all that I need.
Self-love.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and this is Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. That's me. I hope you guys have been enjoying the musical vibes. I mean, honestly, I'm in a quite random mood, so, you know, there might not be, lyrically, there might not be consistency there, but mood-wise, you know, the sound, sonically, I feel like it makes sense. So I hope you guys are enjoying the vibes on this lovely Thursday. Okay, are you on your lunch break? What are you up to right now? If you are on your lunch break, or if you are in an environment or a space where we can just take a moment of mindfulness together, I want us to do that, all right? Because here on Healing Frequencies, we like to, you know, get into the mind, okay? We like to make sure that we're feeling good in our bodies, all right? And how I like to do that is by trying to just find a moment of stillness. Breath work is something that is important for us to do. So I want you to join me as we begin to quiet our minds, okay? Listen to the music and allow yourself to deep breathe deeply, okay? In through your nose. Listen to the music as it guides you. Deep inhales and exhales. Take another deep breath in through your nose. Take a nice exhale. Okay, I want you to pull in all the things that make you feel good. Let go and release any of the things that have made you feel heavy on today, any worries, fears, or concerns. I want you to take the time to push that out your body. Or if there's nothing that comes to mind, then just take the time just to enjoy the feeling of the breath coming in and out of your nostrils, out of your mouth. Take notice of how the breath feels entering your lungs. Feel the comfort that you can get from a lovely deep breath. Notice if there's any discomfort. Does it feel good to breathe deeply? Do you feel restricted? If so, try not to judge yourself and just take note of it. Take another deep breath for me. And continue to exhale all the things that don't make you feel good. And as you continue to breathe normally, I want you to think about things that you want to receive, right? It can be something physical. It can be a state of mind, a state of knowing, being. Something you want to manifest or bring into your present. There's there can be peace, stillness, good health. And I want you to imagine yourself soaking all of that in. Imagine your auric field, which is the electromagnetic field that's around you. It is comprised of all of your energy, and you want to carry that positive energy of abundance, of change, of peace, of healing. I want you to imagine yourself being surrounded by all of those positive things. And you can imagine with every exhale, fear, shame, worry, concerns, anger, envy, jealousy that might be in your auric field, you can allow yourself to push that away and make room for things that feel good. Okay. Remember that breath is a lovely key to a regulated nervous system. It's a lovely bridge to the mind. Okay. I know for me, I often try to run from feeling so much. So I feel like I can live in my head a little more than I should. But today we're getting in our bodies, all right? Okay. And you can continue to breathe deeply. I have some cards from the rest deck and from our self-care deck. So let's get into those. So from the rest deck, we'll do her first. I am free. I am rested. I am cared for. I am well. All right. And on the back of that, we have the words I am are powerful because they speak in the affirmative for your deepest needs and desires. You can call forth rest, care, and liberation from the hold grind culture has over you. You can speak in the power of I will rest. I must rest. I am rest. And you can breathe deep like the song says. Okay, rest is always available. Your rest is sacred. Yes, I love it. Okay, and the next one says, I will swaddle myself in rest. I will gather myself in rest. Yes, okay, the back of that says, today make time to care for your physical body. Wrap yourself in warmth. Notice where your body is tender or tired. Love yourself. Love your body. It does not belong to capitalism. You don't need to push, challenge, or force. Rest is your natural state. Rest is a liberation. Return to you. Let rest hold you in this moment. Trust in what rest is waiting to offer you. Hold up rest like a guiding light. Yes. And from the self-care deck, we got take a walk and use your hands. Yes, take a walk. I feel like that's one wonderful way to ground yourself and become more aware and in your body. And using your hands, you know, pick some flowers, all right? Or make your own flower arrangement, you know, do something that involves nature, you know, and using your hands again is another wonderful way to get in your body, right? To connect with your physical, and to like occupy the mind. Sometimes our brains just be going, girl and guys, and we just need to occupy ourselves, you know. Do some pottery if you're into that. Go to the gym, lift some weights or something. Okay, find a way to get in your body. All right, speaking of a body, this is Embody by Akari Lee. Enjoy.
If you water me right, you can watch me bloom. I feel so good in my body. While you watch me amuse, I'm a sunflower, baby. Come shine on me, baby. Feeling
Memphis. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM. Okay. And we just listened to Wonder by Gala Matias. I love that song. You know, I got a little vibe on it. They don't say too much, but it's real cute. And now we are listening to Hold On featuring Don Rashad by K Trinada.
Duke on the vibe.
Well, guys, we are approaching the end of my time. You know, I hope you enjoyed the Healing Frequencies on today. All right, we are currently listening to This Year Blessings by Victor Thompson. And then we're going to go into a little Dearest Alfred by Karungbin and to send you off into the next hour. Again, love on yourself real good. Be kind to yourself. Drink your water, right? Stay hydrated, all right? There are more ways to be hydrated outside of just water. Have you some watermelon, have some cucumbers, so many different things, okay? Stay cool, y'all. Until next week.
My papa is too shy, no fear for your hand. Even before you call, you don't answer me. My papa is too shy, no fear for your hand. Blessing,
money, testimony. Go they follow, 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 follow you they go.
This year, good news, yeah, plenty burning. Go they follow, 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 follow you they go.